Rock Planning Commission meeting of July 24th, 2025 to order. I'll ask the recording secretary to take the roll call.
Chair Todd Warnke.
Aye, here.
Vice Chair Kevin McHugh.
Here.
Board, I'm sorry, Commissioner Carlos Salinas.
Here.
Commissioner Jeff Samuelson.
Here.
Commissioner Tom Martinez.
Here.
Commissioner Mitchell Sawin.
Here.
And Commissioner Carrie Stanley.
Here.
Staff in attendance, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, staff in attendance. Sandy Vossler.
All right.
Matt Roth. And Carissa Alstrom here.
Thank you. All members of the commission are present. Ms. Vossler, has this meeting and agenda been noticed in accordance with the requirements of the open meeting law?
Yes, it has.
All right. Thank you. Minutes, approval of minutes. Minutes from the July 10th, 2025 Planning Commission meeting have been distributed to the commission. If there are no changes, additions, or deletions to the minutes, a motion to accept the minutes as presented will be accepted. Motion?
I'll move to accept the minutes.
Second.
Second.
All right.
I was voting already.
So we have a motion by Commissioner McHugh and then second by Commissioner Martinez?
Yes. Well, I guess it was.
And Samuelson?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Recording secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Chair Warnke.
Aye.
Vice Chair McHugh.
Aye.
Commissioner Salinas.
Aye.
Commissioner Samuelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Martinez.
Aye.
Commissioner Sawin.
Aye.
Commissioner Stanley.
You can abstain if you want.
Yeah, I'll abstain since I wasn't at the meeting.
Thank you.
Did you even read the minutes?
All right, motion is approved by a vote of 6-0 with one abstention. Public hearing items. PC 2025-018 East Plum Creek Trail Public Land 2 District Zoning. The commission must evaluate the proposal under the criteria established under the municipal code as summarized in the staff report. The commission will hear from the staff, applicant, and the public. Does any commission member have a conflict of interest or any other matter he or she would like to disclose prior to the proceeding on this item? Great. Public comments will be taken on all items, and speakers will be limited to 4 minutes per speaker. In lieu of appearing in person, the commission has accepted sign-up requests to speak to an item received by 1 p.m. today via email or phone. The commission has also accepted written comments to be entered onto the record. Ms. Vossler.
Yes.
Has your application been properly noticed for review in accordance with the municipal code?
Yes, it has.
Do you wish to enter the staff report and presentation into public record?
Yes, please.
Please begin.
Thank you. Chair Warnke and members of the Planning Commission, thank you for the opportunity to present this proposed zoning for a town-owned parcel that is being considered for annexation to be called East Plum Creek Trail. Very original, because the East Plum Creek Trail runs through it. The town is the applicant in this particular case. And this may be a little, was different for me and maybe different for some of the commissioners. Per the Colorado statutes and the town's municipal code, annexations that do not include public right-of-way are required to be heard by town council only. Therefore, Planning Commission is not being asked this evening to give a recommendation on the annexation, only on the zoning. On the flip side of that, you will see annexation requests that do involve town right-of-way. You'll see both the annexation and the zoning for that. So this evening is just the zoning that you're considering. Town Council will consider the proposed annexation and the proposed PL2, as we call it, Public Land 2, which is a passive use designation as opposed to a PL1 that would allow more active uses and, in fact, buildings and things like that. So this is PL2. Council will consider this at the public hearing scheduled for Tuesday, August 19th. Okay. This is part of a larger effort to clean up properties that the town owns that are in the county. and have never been incorporated. As long as they meet the statutory contiguity requirements, we're working over the next, well, we've had past 2 years and probably next year to bring these little pieces into the town. This parcel meets the contiguity with town boundaries to the north and to the south, and to the east, public right-of-way, railroad right-of-way does not break the contiguity. So to the east of this little blue strip you see is the town of Castle Rock, Plum Creek Golf Course, and the South Plum Creek neighborhood. This property is 0.21 acres. And as you can see, it's located just west of the Plum Creek Golf Course. The UP right-of-way rail line runs through there and north of Crystal Valley Parkway. A little bit of background. As I said, this is owned by the town. There is a trail that traverses it now. It's town-owned, town-maintained. Nothing is going to change about that. The town has no intention of changing any use. Its size is obviously going to restrict anything there except maybe a bench. the town, this parcel is right now in Douglas County. It's zoned Ag 1, which would allow some uses, we'll get to in a moment. The biggest deal with this cleanup is to bring these parcels into the town, because right now, technically, this parcel is under the jurisdiction not only of Douglas County government, but the Douglas County Sheriff's Department. Whereas, you know, we want to bring it in so there's no redundancy of emergency services or, you know, police response and things like that. So, whoops, got ahead of myself there. As I said, the current A1 zoning in the county, it would allow certain things as like large lot residential. None of them would apply to a, you know, a fifth of an acre. Trails, it allows trails. The town doesn't plan any changes. We're going to the PL2 is a straight zone district. It's all of the development standards for straight zone districts are established in the municipal code, as opposed to a planned development, which is a separate essential contract on the zoning. So this is established in the code. It is a type of zone district that it is intended for municipally owned properties and public uses, and this does allow passive uses such as open spaces and trails, which I've already touched on. So staff has reviewed this and finds that the proposed zoning complies with the town's vision and comprehensive master plan and meets the zoning process and criteria for straight zone districts and for the PL2 zoning. So that is actually section 1702060 of the municipal code. It lays out the process, which we're going through, for zoning a property as a straight zone. Staff recommends that Planning Commission recommend to Town Council approval of the proposed PL2 zone district classification for the East Plum Creek Trail parcel if Council does vote to annex that. We've got some motions here for you, approval or approval with conditions or to continue it. And I am happy to take any questions that you may have at this time. Or you can turn it over if there's public comment.
Okay.
I'll hand it back to you.
All right. Do we want to ask questions now or do we want to wait till after we hear public comments? Okay, let's go ahead with public comments then. So this is a public hearing. At this time, open the public comment. When I call your name, please step forward to the microphone and clearly state your name and any association with the application before the commission. Provide your testimony. In the interest of time, we ask that you limit comments to no more than 4 minutes, and you may be asked questions by the commission members. We thank you in advance for your participation. Beth Nichols.
Hi. My name's Beth Nichols. I'm a Douglas County resident currently living in Parker.
And what brings me here today is I'm a Master of Science student at University of Denver in a land use planning class, and we were asked to research a local planning commission issue and something that we felt strongly about. And I know this is a really tiny parcel, but it did interest me. So thank you for taking my comment tonight. I'd like to thank Ms. Vossler for the thorough explanation of the project, and I appreciate the efforts to rezone this parcel and bring it into municipal control to ensure that it stays dedicated to trail and open space use. I think that sounds great. I think this is also an important step to help protect this small but important area from future possible development. As we know, development abounds all around us, and to prevent it from any uses outside the scope of its intention. So if it were to stay A1, of course, that opens it up to the possibility of uses outside of the current use that Ms. Vossler described. So initially, I thought this rezoning effort was simply to limit that development potential, but I appreciate the explanation of stopping that overlapping jurisdictional control. I think that makes great sense, and it helps to protect the investment that's already been made by the community to extend the East Plum Creek Trail. So for this reason, I fully support the rezoning effort to switch from A1 to PL2. And that concludes my comments. Thank you.
Thank you for your time. Thank you. As there is no one else here in attendance, I will just pass on to the next step. Do any commission members have final questions of staff for the applicant, which is staff, before I close the public comment and refer this to the commission for recommendation? Any questions? All right. I now close the public hearing and bring the item back to commission for further discussion and a motion. We start with a motion.
I move to recommend a town council approval of public land 2-zone district for the East Plum Creek Trail property.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
We have a second. Motion and a second. Recording secretary, please take the roll call vote.
Commissioner Martinez?
Yes.
Commissioner Samuelson?
Yes.
Commissioner Salinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Stanley?
Yes.
Commissioner Sawin?
Aye.
Vice Chair McHugh?
Aye.
Chair Warnke?
Aye. The motion is approved by a vote of 7-0. Moving on. Town Council liaison, we do not have anyone here in that role tonight. Is that correct?
No.
All right.
This evening. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very
much. Yeah, great job. Great job.
We hope you had a good time.
Sorry.
No, I appreciate it. All right. Do you want to step in with that, Sandy, or should we just move on to the next item?
We could just move on to the next item. I don't think we've got anybody here.
All right. Design Review Board update. The commissioner will now hear updates from Design Review representative. And you have one.
I do. We had a design review board meeting last night. We reviewed and approved the site development plan amendment for the Scalepes Phase 2 project. Basically, they're remodeling the west side of the building. A couple of shed additions that were put on the original building are coming off, and they're doing more permanent remodel to it. Reduces the overall square footage by 52 square feet. It met all the code criteria and the downtown overlay district standards, so we approved it quick and moved on.
Good to have had work to do, right?
So they're kind of going away from the whole old church. Because it fell into the abyss.
Well, yeah. I mean, what they're going to do on this phase isn't really going to change the look of it at all, other than the paraffin wall they're putting on the roof to kind of hide the mechanicals.
Okay, but yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to look pretty similar to the way it looks now, yeah. Just more permanent walls.
But they're not branding it as the old stone church anymore, right?
No.
Yeah.
We're talking about more of the Slice Works side, right?
Yeah.
Or is it? Yeah.
It's good pizza.
It's good pizza. It won't affect the pizza, right?
No. It shouldn't affect the pizza. Yeah, why don't we do pizza from Scalapi's one of these days, huh?
Yeah, thank you. There's a thought.
Moving on to commission items, check for quorum for updating upcoming meetings. Anybody have any issues that they know of right now for August 14th or August 28th? I'm clear.
I'm traveling back on the 14th from Iowa, but okay. I have a planning commission hearing earlier in the day, so I should be here. But
okay.
Jeff? Gonna be tight.
I think I'm good.
Okay.
So far.
I might have an issue with the 14th,
okay.
But I'll let you know.
I might as well. But.
Okay.
I'm clear so far.
All right. So it sounds like we might be pushing the edge on the 14th. 28th looks good. Staff update plan and discussion items. Sandy, anything for us?
I do not. No. Do you have any questions? Anything going on?
Okay, so I'm going to do this. Hmm? The time is now 6:15. And I move to adjourn the meeting. Do I hear a second?
Second.
And a second. Roll call vote, please.
Are you going to roll call to? Okay.
Commissioner Martinez?
Aye.
Commissioner Samuelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Salinas?
Aye.
Commissioner Stanley?
Aye.
Commissioner Sawin?
Aye.
Vice Chair McHugh?
Aye.
Chair Warnke?
Aye. Motion's approved by 7-0. Meeting is now adjourned. I will note 15 minutes, but we had public comment.
We did.
We had an item and public comment.
Without public comment,
we so I want you to know that this we're having a more packed meeting and more efficient.
More efficient meeting. Hey, I just want to take a second.
That's good. Yeah. That's
a cool yeah, to thank our IT team. Yeah,
let me do that. In
it's a good experience.
Yeah,
that's yeah. What she got to do. She's going to be in land planning.
Okay. So we got one, two, three.
How about remote?
What I thought was four. Awesome is she made it seem like a really, you know, yeah, she really sold the how.
The broadband is different there.
Well,
it's lighter.